Okay, so we're on the two dots. Ve'elu ne'morin b'kol loshon, b'loshon ha'kodesh. Now, we've done the ones that can be said in all loshon, b'kol loshon, now we get into loshon ha'kodesh. Mikra b'korim, that's when you go and bring your b'korim, you say that in loshon ha'kodesh. B'chalitza b'chulei, ad mikra b'korim ketzad, until mikra b'korim ketzad, that's a whole big quote from the Mishnah. And this, kind of the next bit is also, we've said this in the Mishnah as well, v'anisa v'amarta, and this is talking about b'korim. It's very strange because you could say this all a quote from the Mishnah because it says v'chulei. You see, this is v'chulei, and then it says ad mikra b'korim ketzad. So you would think that's it's telling you it's a long v'chulei, but then so I would say I marked that was the quote of the Mishnah. Yeah, but now this is basically verbatim as the Mishnah as well because then we skip a bit of the Mishnah and then the Mishnah carries on. It says v'anisa v'amar. So this is the pasuk about b'korim. You should declare and say. Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, before God, Hashem your God, okay? Ulahalon hu oimer, and it says also by the Levim on har grizim, yeah. But onu halevim, the Levim will declare the omru, and they will say El Kol Yisrael to all of Israel, okay? So ma aniya hamura lahalon, just as aniya that said lahalon, right? Why the Levim? Is Beloshon HaKodesh, is in Loshon HaKodesh, Af Kan Beloshon HaKodesh. Okay, so that was the Gezeirah Shavah of Aniya from Bikurim, we learned from the Levim. And then the question we've all been waiting for, the Levim, Kohanim are also called Levim, Gufayu Minalon. Right? How do we know the Levim that it was in Loshon HaKodesh? Because that's been a given. We said we connected Chalitza to the Levim. We connected Mikra B'Korim to the Levim. So how do we know that? So answer the Gemara means itself, the Gufim themselves. Yeah. How do we know that they said this in Loshon HaKodesh? So it's a Gezeirah Shavah. Asya Koil Koil. We learned it from Gezeirah Shavah Koil Koil Mimoisha from Moshe Rabbeinu. Basically, this is. We'll see. Ksiv Hacha, it says over here with the Levim, it says Kol Ram, that the Levim say it in a loud voice, right? The Ksiv Hostam, it says over there with Moshe Rabbeinu, with Matan Torah, right? When the Torah is being given. Yeah. Moshe Yadaber, Va'elukim Ya'anen Bekol. Moshe should speak, and Hashem will answer him, Bekol. So Ma L'Holam B'Loshon HaKodesh, over there with Matan Torah was obviously in Loshon HaKodesh because that's what Hashem was speaking. Yeah, and that's how it's recorded. Yeah. Afkan, so too, with the Levim, it's Loshon HaKodesh. Okay, so that's how we know that the Levim is Loshon HaKodesh. We learned it from Gezeirah Shavah Koil from Matan Torah. Now. No, I think the ad is going on the V'chulei. V'chulei ad, it means it's a long, I'm not 100% clear on that. I think it says like a long V'chulei. I think it's like, and go until this point further, I think. Chalitza Ketzad V'chulei.
The Gomorrah Shabbos says that the Torah came out
in
Shivim Lashon.
What came out of Shivim Lashon? When
Moshe spoke, it came out of Shivim Lashon.
Well, yeah, Shivim Lashon. Okay, so, but, okay, interesting. Okay, it was also in Shiva, it was all Loshon as well. Okay, Kasha, okay. Okay, Chalitza Ketzad. Right, so in the Mishnah we said Chalitza Ketzad. So the Chomim learn Chalitza, yeah, is, we learn it from, also from the Levim, and just as the Levim were Loshon Kodesh, so too Chalitza is Loshon Kodesh, and then Rabbi Yehuda went on to say, he says, you don't need to learn from the Levim, because it says Kocha. So right, well, you're going to say it in this way. So now, the Rabbanan, Hai Kocha, this Kocha, yeah, my Avdile, what did they do with the word Kocha? Because Kocha is a free word, yeah? So answer the Gemara, Miboy Lahu, they need it for the following. L'davar Shehu Maisa. It's something that it's a Maisa Ma'akev. Okay? Meaning, in the mitzvah of Chalitza, certain things, if you mess it up, you failed and you've got to do it again. And certain things, right, you know, it's okay. So we just, if for the people learning Daf Yomi, for example, we just learned that this, well, maybe a couple of weeks ago, that if you, some of the things you if you do it the other way around, like we said, right, the order does is not ma'akev. Certain things in the order is not ma'akev, but some things that are ma'isa ma'akev, meaning spitting. The woman has to spit, yeah, that's, she has to do that. If she didn't spit, you have to do it again. Yeah, if she didn't take off the shoe, right, she would have to do that again. So that is to say, it has to be done like this, and if you don't do it like this, it's not good. Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda, so Rabbi Yehuda, where does he learn that from? So he learns it from, with similar drash we saw before, like Devarim Hadavarim, he learns it from Mikoi Kacha. It could have just said Koi, and it said Kacha, it added on extra hay, so we can learn two things from that. One, you can learn it, right? Rabbi Yehuda learns from Mikoi means it, if the Torah would have written the word ko, we could have learned it from that anyway, because it means thusly. Do it thusly. Right? But it says kacha, so it says, it tells us that you learn two things thusly. Right? So he learns, one, he learns that it's got to be said in this Lashon of Lashon HaKodesh, and also, he also learns that it also, something that is a ma'isa, something that's right, spitting and taking off the shoe, that they would be ma'akev. I mean, if you didn't do them, they would have to do the chalitza again. The hay is lesser. The hay.
Well, they're saying that ko.
Oh, you're correct. Yes, you're right. Yes. It seems to be, you're correct. It seems to be the chop is extra letter. Yes, I see that now. For Rabbanan, ko kacha, lo mashmalu, they don't make this drosha. Right, it's not mash, but they only learn one thing from that with regards to a mice is makev. Now, the Rebbe Yehuda, hi, the answer the omra. Now, Rebbe Yehuda, this answer the omra, which was a gezei reshava that the Rabbanan used to learn from Bakurim from Levim. No, actually, I think we're focusing on chalitza now. So, no, chalitza as well, because there's two gezei reshava of answer. The gezei reshava of chalitza, the answer the omra. My avid lay. What do they do with this gezeira shava? So mi boy lay, they need it for exactly the opposite of right. Leegmuri to learn lelevim to the levim to beloshen a kodesh. They learn right. Rabbi Yehuda learns. We know that chalitza has got to be on loshen a kodesh. So then he learns from chalitza is in loshen a kodesh, and then he learns it to levim. Instead of to, right, exactly. Now, so the Gemara asks the lilif means let it learn. I mean, it's like it's a suggestion which we're gonna slug up. Yeah, lilif.
It's a bit of a strange thing to say learn to levim. I mean, what halacha are we learning to levim? It's a maisa.
Yes, good point. Yes, forward that question to Yisrael. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It is. Might have a. Yeah.
It's just what happened at the time. I mean, saying it's like a gilirah, I suppose, but
yes. It's a good point. That's a good question. Lilith, Kol. Oh, but that would say, first of all, why not learn Kol Mimoisha? Why? We also got a Gezer Shava, yeah, by the Levium, right, also, right? By the Levium, that why don't you learn that it has to be in Lashon HaKodesh from where the Rabbanon learn? We just said that the Rabbanon learn that the Levium was Lashon HaKodesh because they learned a Gezer Shava of Kol Mimoisha from Matan Torah. So why do they not learn like that? Why do they have to learn from chalitza? So answer the Gemara, very straightforward question. Answer Aniya Gomir. Amir, right, the Gezeru Shava of Aniya, they learn, but Kol Lo Gamia, the Gezeru of Gezeru Shava of Kol, they don't learn. Correct. You're correcting me today. Thank you, Ephraim. Rebbe Yehuda. So let's look at Rashi. It's an important Rashi, this over here. Right, top line, last word. Aniya Gomar, Rebbe Yehuda. Right? Gezeira Shava de Aniya Lomad Mirabo. He learnt from his Rebbe. Versus Gezeira Shava de Kol Lo Shoma. There's a principle over here, but Ain Odom, and a person is not allowed done to make a judge or a gezeira shava ella imkain unless he heard it rabbi kabbalah or from his rebbe. Basically, you can't make up a gezeira shava. Kal v'choyma, you can make up a kal v'choyma, right? If it's got to make sense, yeah, and you can ask perkos on it, whatever. But gezeira shava, you have to accept from your rav, and he never heard that gezeira shava, so he has a gezeira shava of aniya. So Rebbe Yehuda learns, yeah, that the Levim from Chalitza, from Ania, and Kol, he doesn't have that Gezerah Shava. Okay, now, Tanya Namiachi, we've got a Braisa that basically, you know, put things into place, that this is how Rebbe Yehuda's learning, right? Rebbe Yehuda Oimer, Rebbe Yehuda says, Kol Mokum Shinema, whenever it says, okay, Ko, one, number one, Ko, that's one drasha. So we're gonna explain what this is talking about. Kacha, if it says Kacha, that's another drasha. Or it says Aniyah V'Amira, it says Aniyah V'Amira is a third drasha. Yeah, Einu Ella V'Loshon HaKodesh, that's only in Loshon HaKodesh. Okay, number one, Ko. When it says Ko, what is that referring to? That is referring to Berchos Kohenim. Ko Savoruchu. Thusly, you Kohenim should bless B'nai Yisrael. Right, so that's going to be in Loshon HaKodesh. That's Shitas. Well, probably everyone agrees with that, but right now it's Rebbe Yehuda saying this. Kacha, when it says Kacha, that's the Chalitza, right? We said Chalitza, it says Kacha, you should say it in this Lashon. And Aniyah V'Amira, right, is Delevim. That means it's got to be in Lashon HaKodesh, and that we learn from Chalitza.
Why? Why that you from these words? What's so special about the Chalitza?
No, because there's certain words of the Torah which mean that you have to do it like, right, so these words are basically saying thusly, right? You have to do it thusly. As it is written, you should do it. Right, so the first one, Ko and Kacha, makes sense, right? This is means do it thusly, and the Aniyah and Amira was just a Gzera Shava that we learned from the Kacha of Chalitza to that. Now, Brachos and Klalos Ketzad. Now we're getting into the Brachos and Klalos Ketzad. How did they do that? Yeah, Kiven She'avru Yisrael, sin as Yisrael, Esa Yarden, they crossed the Yarden. So no, Tana Rabbanon. So now, this is telling us, right, pinpointing where Har Evel and Har Grizim are. Yeah? Haloi Hema, behold they. Right? I mean the mountains. Be'eva Yardain, right? They're on the other side of the Jordan River. Meaning they're being told this in Arvas Moav. Well, that's before they crossed the river. So they're on the other side of the river. So Me'eva, right, so that was the end of the quote. Right, means me'eva le'yardein, from the beyond, the, on the other side of the river, but elach. Elach means here, it means far away. Right, elach means far away from the river. So mean that means they're going towards the west. Yeah, divrei Rebbe Yehuda. Those are the words of Rebbe Yehuda. Acharei, right, so this is the pasuk again. Acharei, acharei also means far away. Rashi brings a From the Sifri, Acharei means far away. Derech Mavoya Shemesh, far away from the Mavoya Shemesh. So Mavoya Shemesh can either means the going in, or maybe the coming of the sun. It can either mean sunset or sunrise, right? But we're going to explain that now. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mokum Shachoma Zorachas, the place where the sun Zorachas shines, meaning it's talking about nates. Nights. That when it starts shining, comes up. This is nates, okay? So, but that means, yeah, but it's far away. We're going to say it's far away from the nates, which means it's in the west, right? Because it says it's Acharei, right? Far away from the east, which is in the west. Yeah, but Eretz Kanani, it's in Eretz Kanani, Hayoshev Ba'arava, that is sitting, which is located, Ba'arava. So Arava means, this is, we're going to have a bit of an issue with this, it means in the plains. Literally, Arava means the plains. Yeah? So Elu, so this is Har Grizim Vahar Evel. Okay? Sheyoshvim, that they dwell over there, Behem Kutim. The Kutim live there. Kutim are people that Sancheiriv brought, and he located them there. Okay, now Mul Gilgal, this is back to the pasuk. Mul Gilgal means Somach LeGilgal. It's close to Gilgal. Okay, so this, according to this, it sounds like that Gilgal is in the west, not next to the Yarden River. Okay, Eitzel Elonei Moire, it's by Elonei Moire. Shem, as we saw before, right? Elim, what we learned from Gezeirah Shava. Ulahalon, we're going to. Okay, that's why. Yeah, exactly. You've got to not think about geography, but we're just trying to say what the Gemara says over here. You have to actively turn your brain off of this Gemara if you know geography. And further on it says, right, which we saw this in the right, V'yavo Avram be'eretz ad Makom Shechem, that Avram went until Makom Shechem, ad Elon Moire, until Elon Moire. Ma Elon Moire ha'amol ha'alon ishchem, just over there with Avram, the Elon Moire ishchem, as we saw in the Mishnah, Afkan Shechem. Okay, we're not Goris Tanya, because we're still in the same Braisa. Amar Rebbe Elazar, says Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Yossi, with regard to this limud that we just said, Ziyafti, I proved that it was fake. Ziyuf. I proved, right, Sifrei Kusim, the books of the Kusim, they wrote things down. Amarti Lahem, I said to the Kutim, Ziyaftem Toraschem, you, it's a fake, your Torah, your rule book. And it did not go up in your hands, meaning you didn't accomplish anything. Biyedchem, in your hands, klum, right? It's all a farce. Your scriptures. Why? I'll prove to you. Sheatem, that's you. Oimrim, you say Elone Moire. You say Elone Moire ishchem. Afanu, so too. Moidim, she Elone Moire ishchem. We also say Elone Moire ishchem. Okay, so. Anu lamdanuha, we learnt it from Gezei Rishava, right? Which we just said, right? We just proved from Abraham, yeah, with Gezei Rishava, that Elon Moriah and Shechem is the same thing, right? Atem, but you guys, Bemer Lamad Tum, how did you learn it? Because they take the text as it said, they don't have Torah Shebal Peh, and they say there is no such thing as Torah Shebal Peh. So how on earth there's no way to know that Shechem and Elin Moriah is the same place, right? So basically, you don't use the Torah Shebal Peh unless you kind of after you've got a problem and you copy off us. Now, Rebbe Elazar, different opinion now, yeah? Omar, hello. So, but this is a new understanding of where the Har Abel Har Grizim was. We just said they were in the west. Now he's going to say they're in the east. Yeah. Omar. Haloi Hema be'Eva Hayardain. They're in Eva Hayardain. So he says Samuch Liardain. Right. So that's. I mean, just they cross over the river.
Meaning which side?
Means on the other side. Yeah, but the east, the west. It's also in the west, but it means in. But it's in the east, though. The Jordan River is in. Let's say it's in the east. You'll see. It's going to explain, right?
Where they are.
What? Basically, as soon as you cross the river, that's Hargreedsim and Hayavel are across the river. Okay. My D Me'Avel Hayardin Ve'Elach. If you want to say it's Ava Hayardin Ve'Elach, which means far away, that's like Rebbe Yehuda said. Hello, Ksiv. It says. And it should be in your crossing as a yarding, right? When you cross the yarding, then you're going to say the brachas, right? The brachas and the kolos. So it sounds like it's right after they cross the river. There, that's where Har Grizim and Har Abel are. So you see that Har Grizim and Har Abel are just across the river. Yeah. Now back to the pasuk. Achrei derech mavoa shemesh, right? So achrei again means far away. Derech Mavoa Shemesh, the way of the Mavoa Shemesh can mean sunrise or sunset, but he's going to say Mokum Shechoma Shukas is a place where the sun sets. So it means it's far away from where the sun sets, means it's far away from the west, i.e. it's in the east. Okay, but Eretz Kanani, in Eretz Kanani, right? So now this is a bit confusing over here. We're going to say now that basically we're going to bring three things to pinpoint where Har Gerizim and Har Abel are, and we're going to say it's not correct. These are the wrong points to pinpoint. Rather, these things are just going to be giving us directions. It's rather giving us directions for the future, because we're going to say what it says is not really where Har Abel and Har Gerizim are. Like for the following, it says, Eretz Kanani. But in truth, Eretz Chivihi. Har Abel and Har Grizim were in Eretz Chivi. Why? Because we know the Chivi. Where's Chivi? Chivi is that Shechem ben Hamor, right? He was a Chivi, and they were in Shechem, right? So we know that Har Evel and Har Grizim are actually in Chivi, not in Kanani. A Yoshiva Arava, the ones that sit in the Arava, right? So that means that they're placed in the meadows. Halohim ben Horim Ugvoyesein Yoshvin. The mountains are in the mountain range. They're not in meadows. Yeah. Mul Gilgal, and the Mul Gilgal literally means next to Gilgal. Samach le Gilgal, as Rabbi Yehuda said before, that it's Mul Gilgal means Samach le Gilgal. And now it says, Vahalo lo roeth Gilgal. They never saw Gilgal. Har Evel, Har Grizim are nowhere near Gilgal. So therefore, okay, now, so Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is going to say the same thing. It's just going to explain these Pesukim. Even though these Pesukim don't pinpoint where Har Evel and Har Grizim are, it's coming for a totally different thing. It's just basically, it's coming to tell us directions. Directions, when you go into Eretz Yisrael, these are the directions you should go when you go to conquer the land. Okay. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Loi bar kosov elala horos. The Torah only came to show laharos lahem derech. A derech means to give directions. Bishnia, when they went Bishnia means when they're out of the desert. Kederech shehiru lahem, just like Shnia means the Shnia means the second journey, because this is the second major journey of Klal Yisrael. I mean, now, first of all, they traveled in the desert, they left Mitzrayim, and now, right, they're now going in to go into Eretz Yisrael. So, Shaderach Shehiro Lahem Berishono. When he showed them, but in the Midbar, they had the Ananiah cover to lead them. Right? We're about to finish. Sorry about this. It's just one bit. Yeah, Derech. Right, so now, here's just the, right, Derech means, these are directions now. Derech. But derech luchu, go in the derech means go on the street, on the roads. Velo besadus ukramim, and you shouldn't go on fields and vineyards. Hayoyshev, Yoyshev is a quote of the pasuk. Be yishuv luchu, go in the yishuv. Velo b'midbarios, not in midbarios, but arava, go in the meadow. But arava luchu, you should go in the arava. Velo b'harim ugvois, and you shouldn't go in harim ugvois.